the medicine inside. Why do you hide? There's such medicine inside.
Hello, welcome to the next episode of the Medicine of Being Human podcast. My name is Sina Maria. I'm really excited to be back sharing with you in this way. If you haven't seen the new website and that the podcast is now syndicated out to many different apps, you can check it out at medicineofbeinghuman.com. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, all sorts of ones. So check it out. You should be able to download them and listen to them on your own phones. And there's so much good stuff coming down the pipeline. So it's been a minute since I posted an episode, and I've been collecting and really feeling into what this podcast wants to be. So today I'm going to be sharing a coming current. So what are we experiencing right now? What's coming? We're in a really powerful time with the solstice. We just had the 12/12 Stargate. We're coming into the holidays. There's eclipses coming in January. So there's a lot happening in the cosmos that I'll be covering. And so one of my intentions with this podcast is to do shorter reports on the current energetic waves, and I'll make these separate episodes so those that are interested can tune into that, and those will be applicable but also quite timely to when I post them, because they will be about the current astrology. But if you don't catch them right when I post them, they will likely still be applicable and relevant, because, for example, this wormhole that we're in right now, it's December, I'm not even sure what day it is, let's say the 19th, the wormhole goes all the way through February 4th. So I will be doing that today, and then I'll be sharing another shorter download about relationships and all the juiciness there. One big announcement that I have, I have a couple things I want to share before launching in, is I will be doing another interview with my ascension guide, Leah Henningsen, aka Sarah's Andromeda, on sexual alignment. And that will be coming, it'll be free. And we'll be doing a live webinar on Friday, December 28th. Still nailing down the details. You can find them out on my website, medicineofbeinghuman.com. Once I post them, I'll have it on the Ascension tab. So we'll be doing it live. For those that are able to join, we will be welcoming questions all about relationships, sexuality, clearing distorted sexual patterning. So much juicy, good stuff. And we really welcome an open, real conversation around this stuff, because it's really important right now to get this clear and up and out and understand our distorted dynamics and how we can come back into alignment with ourselves and thus within our relationships. I will also then be posting the recording on the podcast. So if you're not interested in joining live, just stay tuned for that recording and you can catch that. One request that I have, so word on the street is that podcasts, Apple Podcasts, I think it's the same as iTunes, is within the first 8 weeks of a podcast being on Apple Podcasts, they really value reviews. So if a podcast gets a lot of reviews positive reviews in the first 8 weeks, then it will be more easily searchable. It will come up perhaps on recommendations list. It can make it to the new and noteworthy podcast section. And it's just easier for people to find. So I have a request. If you have been following me since the beginning, or maybe you've just followed me and you like what I'm offering, I would really, really appreciate you taking the time, just like 2 minutes, find the Medicine of Being Human podcast on iTunes and leave a review. the 5-star rating is helpful, and then actual typing out reviews is even more helpful. So that is my request, my exchange that I'm asking right now for putting time and love and energy into sharing this this wisdom and insight that feels really important to me to put out there. And the more reviews, the more feedback that I receive, the more potential there is in the future to invest more time in this for me. So I really appreciate all the feedback and support I've gotten so far. So without further ado, thank you for being here. And I'm going to jump into the coming current and what's happening right now.
Bones glow like a fresh sheet of snow, lighting you up from the inside. There's no place to hide.
Okay, so we are in a wormhole. This opened up on Sagittarius new moon on December 7th, and this goes through February 4th. Within this, we have a few very significant portals. The mastery, Trinity Mastery Stargate is what I'm calling it, opened on December 12th. So this is 12/12. And this is in a year of mastery. So 2018 is a mastery year. So this, the Trinity is the theme. 2019 is the year of Trinity because it adds up to 3. So the theme is relationship. And if you zoom out for a moment, if you have an understanding of the chakras, the energy centers within our human form, we've been moving downward in density. So this year, 2018, is a year of mastery. And so the lower we go, the deeper we go, the more we are clearing. And one perspective would be that the more challenging it is, but we are also strengthening as we go and developing more skills and more capacity to navigate and handle these lessons that we've signed up to learn in this incarnation. So 2018 adds up to 11, and this is a mastery year, and it also 1 + 1 adds up to 2. So 2 represents duality. So this year has really been a lot of back and forth of clearing duality programming, clearing either or constructs in the mind, the mental programs that we have, that we force ourselves to be linear, in the ways that we think we have been conditioned to it's either A or B and that's it. And that causes constriction because in reality, we're creators in form and we're remembering our power and we can create at infinite levels of manifestation. So that's been happening, that's been clearing. And as we've been clearing this duality programming, we are learning and embodying our mastery. And this is really third chakra stuff. This is solar plexus. This is willpower. This is returning to our inner authority of our sun, our inner sun, our inner radiance that emanates out from the solar plexus of our being. It's no coincidence that this is called the solar plexus. It's where the sun resides in our individual form. So this year has been third chakra. Next year, 2019, is going into the Trinity. This is Trinity. This is relationship. So we're moving down into the sacral chakra. We've been kind of, this is the next level, I'll put it that way. So, sacral chakra, this is our reproductive organs. This is our creativity. This is where mother and father, or a masculine energy and a feminine energy, regardless of gender, come together to create this third being. So, Trinity is a very powerful, significant, and very common symbol if you go into any sort of ancient text or religious history and philosophy. You can find the number three, representing things from the Holy Father, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. My friend Karen actually says Mother, Daughter, Holy Spirit, you know, helping us reprogram from this patriarchal view of religion. And one way that helps me bring this into my own experience is looking at my masculine, my feminine, and my inner child. And so every relationship that we have in our external world, all our family relationships, all our romantic relationships, all of our friends and coworkers and acquaintances, they all represent, it's a hologram of our inner world. And every person represents an aspect of your relationship to yourself. So we will be going deep into that this year, this next year. And we are getting a very powerful prep period. Saris, my ascension guide, says we're going right now from the December 12th to the solstice, which is December 21st, another 3-3 or Trinity Stargate, also a full moon. Right now, we are really feeling, and I see it as preparing our energies to step into the next year with a bit of a foundation, a bit of an understanding, a bit of preparation to go into this deep relational work. And to finish my thought, Ceres says that right now we're spiraling towards the galactic center, the galactic core that is the solstice. The solstice is the zero point. It's where in the northern hemisphere, the sun and dark, the night, are equal parts, are balanced. And so it's this sacred pause. We're in winter where we're literally like spiraling down into slowness until we get to that point, that zero point, where everything and nothing exists in that moment. So right now, energy is intense with this 12-12 opening within the wormhole, which I'll speak more about shortly. This 12-12 opening is, you know, we're getting kind of like almost a crash course. And because we're going towards this zero point, we are going into the deepest wounding patterns that we carry. And that is a really significant thing to note, is that this work that we're doing, it feels like it's never ending. And we truly are ascending and progressing and getting into deeper and deeper and deeper wounding, karma, trauma, clearing that needs to happen. So if you find yourself losing hope, getting sick and tired of it being, you know, another big astrological event, another big thing to look forward to, when will things slow down again? When will they return back to normal? Come back to your breath, come back to your body, move your body. That is my biggest advice right now, is this is not the time to figure out your life. This is not the time to really make intense plans or try and make big decisions about where your vision is going from a mental place. This is a time to feel. This is a time to rest, to move your body. When you feel overwhelmed, if there's challenging relational things happening in your life, return to your body, your breath. Give yourself love, nourishment, go for walks, take a bath, feed yourself good meals. We're blessed to have this upcoming holiday that you may be able to utilize as a time for slowness and for more of a break from less, you know, hustle, less work mode. So it's big. And again, if you feel back to that feeling of if you're feeling hopeless and over it, know, remember, like tune back into your inner strength that while it feels like we may be repeating things and you might be spiraling back to things that you thought you were finished with, know that you chose to be here to look at these deep wounds from every possible angle that you need to fully resolve. So coming back to similar situations can be really frustrating. What new is being presented to you? What different feelings are arising to be cleared? The less resistance, the more openness and willing to go into it, the faster resolution, the faster turnaround, the faster healing or opening will occur. And we are all building our strength. This was a year of mastery. If you ever find yourself doubting, feeling like you want to give up, remember the innate power and mastery that lives within you. Remember all that you've cultivated this year, all that you did to navigate and realign with your truth and show up for yourself in a good way. All the times you started to spiral and pulled yourself out of it after a bit. All the times you went deep in the spiral and then you made it out again. That's mastery. Mastery is not floating above the world with nothing touching you necessarily. Mastery, to learn mastery, which we've been doing this year, is to allow yourself to fully surrender into a situation that's challenging and hold your center within it. And that requires often a lot of clearing and depth of emotions and experiences to practice. So take a deep breath, just give yourself a moment of appreciation. I'm personally so grateful to be here with you doing this work because I know that we each signed up for this. And that is beyond incredible. There's no words to capture the power of what we've chosen to do here. A note about wormholes. So I mentioned that we entered a wormhole on December 7th and we will be in it until February 4th. And the most helpful piece of information I learned from Sarah's about what wormholes are is to think about, to understand that the cosmos are our consciousness. You can think about the cosmos as an archetype for our consciousness. So this is one reason that cosmic astrology is such an important part of my understanding of ascension, because as we're learning to embody in human form, the planets and the stars represent different energetics happening and impacting our consciousness. The cosmos are infinite and our consciousness is infinite. So a wormhole is a space-time shift in the cosmos. It's like the fabric of space-time reality is pulled and tightened and stretched in a certain way that allows our consciousness to expand and grow more quickly. In some ways, it's a shortcut. So we go through this period of time, and eclipses and wormholes are interrelated. So when eclipses are coming, that is the force that initiates the pulling of time, space, reality, consciousness into this different frequency that happens for a short period of time. It happens leading up to eclipses and also through the end, past the final eclipse of that season. So we're in this, it's almost like a container of a totally different frequency that is special because it happens very quickly. Wormholes signify a very quick initiation into a different frequency, which is amazing because we can go deeper. The energy feels different and it brings up different things in your life, and there's more potential to see your truth, to see where you've been blocking yourself, to see opportunities and challenges and different angles of situations, and more intense things may happen. And it can also be really intense because we quickly shifted into this new frequency. It takes a lot for our human bodies to adjust. There can be a strain here because all of a sudden we're kind of kicked into this new reality and we're still carrying 3D programming that is going to try and catch up. So there is an intensity to these periods. There is a strain that can happen, which is why self-care is so, so important. Rest is so, so important. Compassion, just love yourself, give yourself a break. You know, you don't need to be so hard on yourself. You don't need to be a perfect human. You don't need to, it's just like find some softness within your reality and within your being. And we're in this wormhole. And that's the end of the episode. That was an abrupt end. But that was the perfect end. So I am so grateful for you tuning in. And you can catch this episode as well as other ones at medicineofbeinghuman.com. Another plug for a review on iTunes. It would mean the world for me. I know it's busy out there, but just a little nugget of love means so much. And you can now sign up for the sexual alignment webinar that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. So medicineofbeinghuman.com, everything is there. Just click on the Ascension tab to look at that webinar. Okay, my loves, thank you so much for being here.
Valley flows as I take off my clothes, soaking down deep, where it's oh so sweet. Hear my eyes sparkle like the sky. Breathing in the grace of this magnificent